God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I'm probably talking to someone right now who needs to stop praying. I don't mean you need to stop praying altogether. I just mean there's something about which you're asking God for wisdom that He's already given a commandment. Sometimes we have commandments. Sometimes we need counsel. There's a time to ask and there's a time to obey, and we all need the good sense to know one from the other. Numbers 9, God gave commandment. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai." And His instructions were about the Passover. "Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover when? At His appointed season." The Bible says they were to keep it. They were to keep it at the appointed season, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel. All right, so this was a command. Sometimes we don't need to pray about the things that we're praying about, in the sense that God's already given us direction. God's already given us guidance. In the case of the Passover, there was an appointed season. There was a way they were to do it, and they could do it according to the commandment of God. They had been given a delegated authority. God spoke to Moses. Moses spoke to the people. In fact, in verse 13, the Bible says, "That man shall bear his sin," speaking of a man who was not living in obedience to the commandments of God. So sometimes we just need to act. We need to obey what we already know to be true. If a child asks his mom for something 10 times in a row and she gives him an answer the first time, the subsequent questions aren't an act of obedience, they're an act of rebellion masquerading as a question. You know, the Bible says, "This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication." Then it goes on to say in the New Testament, "For God hath not called us to unholiness or uncleanness." So we read about the call of God and the will of God, and in that case, they're both regarding just simple commands, doing the right thing, keeping our lives pure and clean. So there are times when we need to ask, and there are times when we need to obey. And do not pray when God has already made clear the commandments He's given. You know, we used to do story problems in math class. And so basically, it's a story problem because it's a problem, a mathematical problem. Everything else in the story may apply it to real life, but those are details that might just confuse things. So here's a kid, he's got a blue hat, his mom's name's Sally, he's got 25 cents, and he pays 10 cents for a carton of milk when he gets to school. How much money does he have left? Okay, look, 10 plus 10 is always going to be 20. 10 minus 10 is always going to be 0, etc. So it's a mathematical equation. There are rules, there are laws governing math. And so the details of a story sometimes distract us from what's really at stake. Sometimes we have these long detailed scenarios or questions, and if we can distill the question down to principles of right and wrong and what God has already given us to do, then I need to just obey. I don't need to act. I don't need to ask. I need to obey. Now, on the other hand, there are times when we are taking action when we need to stop and pray. In this case, there were some men who perhaps had buried a friend. They had been defiled, the Bible says, by the dead, and so they were considered unholy. And they knew that as by way of commandment. They also had the commandment to keep the Passover. And so the question was, should we keep the Passover at the appointed season when we feel like we are probably disqualified from participating right now? Now, sometimes people work one authority against another, or one right against another, in order to get their own way. I don't think that's what was happening here. I think this was a legitimate question, and I love what Moses did. Verse 8 says, "And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you." And indeed, God did give an answer. So Moses said, "Hey, just stop, just stand still." Sometimes when people ask us for advice, we either panic or we feel flattered. May I just say, look, if you feel panicked or flattered, just keep your mouth closed for the moment. Sometimes we think, "Oh, I've got to give an answer because someone gave me a question." No, you don't. If you don't have an answer, if you don't know, then you don't need to feel compelled to give an answer of counsel to someone when you don't have an answer. Now, you may have some advice, not knowing the exact answer, and that might be fine, but I would proceed with caution. On the other hand, sometimes we feel flattered. Someone asks us for our advice, and we think, well, if I don't give them an answer, they'll go ask someone who's more spiritual or smarter than I am. Well, what could be wrong with that? And what could be more wise or more spiritual than sending a friend to someone who may be more qualified to answer that particular question? It is wonderful to be able to say, when people ask for advice, you know, I don't know. Or to say, hey, let's pray about that. I don't mean as a put off. I mean quite genuinely, hey, let's pray about that. So in short, in life, there are times I need to ask. I need to ask for counsel. There are times I need to obey. I need to obey commands. And every one of us every day need the good sense to know the one from the other.